This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You can do it.
You've got it, bud.
We want to hear about your best Christmas ever. I do. You know what I do actually want to do?
Best Christmas ever.
What?
I don't know what to do.
It's like Wham, but not last Christmas, best Christmas.
Do we look him in the eyes?
I never know what to do when a grown man sings poorly in front of me.
Okay. You don't have to say poorly.
I'm trying to think. Like, we spend a lot of time dwelling on the negative on the show, and you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why you probably are here. Like, you're like, this, when I get done listening, I laugh at how tragic everyone else's lives are. But, like, let's hear the things that were, like, great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the year you... I'm trying to think of a...
I can go real sappy right out of the gate.
Do
if
it.
You want. My,
please.
My best Christmas ever was last year, because it was the first Christmas with my daughter.
Oh,
and it was the first year that it was the four of us.
That's so cute.
And so it was like, this is our family. And it was the first of many Christmases, hopefully in the future, of the, you know, the
four. Was she walking yet? No.
No, she was just, her and I were very similar for a while, just kind of plopped out on the couch. Big cheeks.
But I mean, it's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but like, if last year was your best Christmas ever,
just
like,
wait.
The next three or four,
yeah.
Like the more, the two of them, and when they become like brother and sister,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, Leo, wake up.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
My heart.
It's like, and you'll hear it, and you're like, oh, they're getting each other up. You're like, should we go in and wake them up? And you can hear them outside your door, and you're like, oh my God.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. I am crying.
Dude, it's so, I just remember Noah going, Mia, come on. Let's go look.
You could hear that down the hallway?
Yeah, well, they would like be standing at the, because my hallway ends where their hallway, Jesus, we're making it sound like yeah. The two wings come together in the set. But it's like,
the butler relayed the message.
But like, they're standing there and they're like, we're not going to open. Let's just go down and look. So they
oh
would go
my goodness.
Look and see, like, and then you come out of your room and you're like looking down from like the loft or whatever, mm-hmm. and they don't know you're standing there, and it's like, whoa, you got like 8 presents. She's like, look at all yours. And they're just like, it's...
They're just so excited.
I love
it's
it.
So much.
I love it.
It's so much.
That's
dude.
Awesome. Pass a tissue, please.
No, I mean, so yeah, that kind of best Christmas is great, but we're looking for more like the year you and your frat buddies got like 2 kilos of found cocaine.
Wow.
We're looking for more the Slacker Show version.
Leo, wake up.
Santa dropped a brick of coke. No, but I mean, like,
look at all this powder he left.
Like, okay, I I know we advertise for some of the people who do this, but I've just never seen it personally, really. I mean, I kind of did it for my wife, but not the same with a bow. Like the Lexus commercials where there's a bow on top of the car. Has anybody really gotten that?
Oh, yeah. I would
like,
love.
Like, wouldn't that be the best Christmas?
Oh, wow.
That was one of my favorite Christmases when I kind of did it for my now ex-wife. We had our company Christmas party at, what's the place with all the lights in the back of it that we do concerts at?
The place with
Santa
all the lights?
Fe. Hudson Gardens. Woo!
Oh.
Ooh, nice.
Who pulled it out? We drove her Acura MDX to the thing with the kids and everybody's running around or whatever. And then I excused myself to the bathroom and Denver Audi came with her new car. I tossed them the keys of the old car. We moved all the coats and everything into the new car, into the same parking space. So then I went back in and she still had her key fob. And we walked outside and she's like, car's gone.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
You traumatized her before you
like,
surprised
boop,
her.
That's cool.
No, it's not.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Like, it's one of those. And I know that's all about materialism and there's better things, right? Mm-hmm. Than just dropping a big ticket item. But it was just the look of everybody's just like.
Just the shock.
That's our car.
Yeah.
And we get in, there was DVD players on the backs of the seats.
Mm.
So each had their own individual. In fact, I don't even know if Mia was born yet. It might have just been Noah. Because Noah and Jamie's kid played together at the Christmas party, which I was like.
That's cute.
Was really cute.
That is, what a great Christmas.
Yeah.
It was. Thank you, Tiak. All right. So we'll give you some more examples of what the best Christmas ever looks like, but we want to hear your stories too. 303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text. That's where you do anything. 303-222-5423.
This year was pretty special because it's always been on my bucket list to go see London during Christmas time. And I got to go. I got to go. Most of the Christmas markets had been set up. So that like gives me the warm and fuzzies.
I never thought about, because you probably have watched all the.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't snow or anything, though.
It didn't. And that's okay.
Does it
doesn't
to?
Snow a lot there. No, it got cold enough to like give the vibe.
And you got a scarf. You're a scarf person, aren't you?
No, I got a hat.
Oh, okay. That's all that matters.
I'm a hat person for sure, not scarf. So that one was a good one. And then also the year that I got Dance Dance Revolution as a gift.
That's good.
It was sick.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. I do that over London any day.
It was like a mat that you rolled out. And like we played it for hours.
Like you're watching the video game and then you're
dancing to it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember when my sister got a Wii too. Oh,
so fun.
That was a good, one of my friends, that was, I remember his daughter was like so excited. The whole family like bowled and everything. And like, you just play or whatever. And then they heard the unmistakable sound of shattering television. Wrist straps.
They're important.
Are Wear there them. For a reason.
Yep.
But it's not just material stuff. Like there's an example here of somebody who was at college, their first year at college, and they said they ate a frozen pizza for Christmas. They were all alone. No one hassling them. No stress.
Wait, this is a good one?
They say that's the best Christmas that they've had because
an
it was just.
An introvert's dream.
Yeah, just relaxed and had a frozen pizza.
And if somebody calls with that, you're going to let them through?
Well, it's not material. I'm trying to give it. It's not just like best present. It's like,
yeah, but if like, or your wife comes to you and is like, I got us booked on a PJ to like the Maldives.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be
best
pretty
Christmas
good.
Ever. Yeah.
Can we bring the Wii?
Right. Or your wife is under the tree with her best friend.
Mmm.
That's not material.
We would take the call. For sure.
All right. Best Christmas ever. We want to hear your story. Mm-hmm. Call or text 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to talk about the best Christmas ever. And we were doing a really good job. Because we got all sentimental. T-Ack thinking about his kids.
Yeah.
And thinking about my kids and whatever.
Really
but then
cute.
Then we're like, what? Another scenario is like, you know, Santa dropped off some.
Dance Dance Revolution.
Well, I was doing the cocaine one, but that's fine. Scott?
They go well together.
Yay.
Best Christmas ever.
So, like I was telling T, yeah, this kind of has its ups and downs, but it has a good ending. So, hopefully, I can summarize well enough. 1985, we were invited down to my grandparents in Florida for their wedding anniversary because they got married on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And so it was a big family reunion. My stepdad didn't want to go. We don't know why. Mm-hmm. So we left without him. Backstory, he builds pools and spas for a living, and he was working on ours at home, the one in ground, concrete, all that.
Oh.
So while we're down in Florida having fun, we went on a cruise to the Bahamas.
Wow.
Had all his family we were seeing again, and a lot of people were leaving early to go back home. We flew, so we were going to stay a couple extra days, and one night, I remember my brother was pulled out of the, he was sleeping out on the porch or whatever because it was nice out, and they sent him back into the room I was sleeping in because he had a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they took him off to the hospital. They were able to keep him stable. He just needed some rest. He was just full-blown sick of probably all the kids and all the activities.
Wow. This sounds pretty dark so far. When do we get to the good thing? I guess he lived.
No, yeah, he did. He had a triple bypass surgery, and he got through all that, and he lived for 20 more years. So when we got back home, our dad picked us up. We went home. He opens a sliding glass door to the back, and here's this spa running with water and heated and everything.
A giant hot tub that he worked his butt off the whole time you were having fun and trying to kill
you. Well, he was finishing up. We'd been working on it a long time, and work was really slow, so he spent a lot of time getting that thing going, and it was just the best end to the whole
thing. I don't know if I could relax in a hot tub after seeing someone have a heart attack.
You could. He was a kid.
Okay.
You're resilient. Thanks for the call, man. Rose?
Yay.
Yay.
Best Christmas ever.
It was the day I was born.
Okay. How was that? Okay, that's a little... Are you literally calling to say Christmas was amazing because you came onto the planet?
Did you have a lot of
wise men at your birth? Christmas. I'm saying it was my greatest Christmas because I was born that day.
Okay.
So I came into the world. Is that...
that's good. That's good.
Do all the other ones kind of... Is it tough having a birthday on Christmas?
That sucks.
Well, yeah, obviously. But, I mean, you know...
Do you do your half birthday? You have to.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Christmas babies have to do their half birthday.
I see.
Yeah.
You gotta knock
anyway, it was important to me.
Yeah, no. That's good. All right.
It is important to us, too.
Feels pretty narcissistic. And if I'm saying that, Lacey,
Yay.
Best Christmas ever.
So my brother would always try and keep me from waking up early. Mm. So I set my alarm for 6 o'clock and he came in and shut it off when I was asleep. And I woke up at 6:02. And then he tied one of those elastic cat toys across, like, the top, but at the bottom of the top stair so that I would trip. And I saw that, so that didn't work. So then I ended up putting a whole bunch of those little Dixie cups of water on top of his door so when he opened it, it would all fall on him, and I got him.
The true holiday spirit.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I think too many of you are leaning my direction.
Yeah, it's like, well, the verdict's in. I'm either on the nice list or I'm not at this point. So
it's too late for him to turn back, right? He's going the speed of light. Robert.
Yay.
Best Christmas ever.
Well, it was a fun one. So we are going from San Diego to Washington State to visit her family for Christmas. And we're driving, never saw snow, never drove in snow. And we hit Oregon, and we stopped at the gas station. The guy's like, hey, be careful up there at the death curve. You know, it's a bad one. So we get out, we're driving. Sure enough, we hit the curve, go over the edge, down the cliff about, I don't know, 300-500 feet.
Oh, my God.
Sliding. And we hit a log road that comes out of there, and it stops us. And so we drive out, we get to Washington, and it was the best Christmas ever.
Because you almost died.
Because we almost died. Meeting her parents and doing all that was
like,
great.
That road's not there. What, you drive off the world?
The cliff.
Like, where do you end up? You're off a cliff. You're gone.
We're off the cliff, and we're thinking we're dying.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, my wife's feet are on the dash, and we were young, 18, 19 years old. We're going down the cliff, and we're both thinking, this is it. We're going to roll. We're going to die. you know, and we slid sideways down about 500 feet, and somehow God just put that road there.
Awesome.
We hit the road perfectly.
God. Robert, I think we all need a near-death experience to make
that is making my heart just, ugh.
All right, we're going to drive off of something here.
How do you complain about a bad gift after that, you know?
It's true. Don?
Yay.
Yay.
Best Christmas Yay. Ever.
Okay, so it was my senior year in high school. I was dating an Australian exchange student. Mm. My family, enough said, right? Exactly. Oh, that's for another story. Anyway, we all went to Paradise Island. And so it's my aunt and uncle from Florida, my mom, my dad, my brother, have an amazing time. We go to get back into the States, and his visa had just expired. My dad and uncle are pretty big, big businessmen, and they were able to get him back into the States.
Wow. You see how things work in America, son.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.